When is it easier for you to be still? During the nighttime or the daytime? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. We often think of night and darkness as a scary place, a place with unknowns and fear, a place where you easily get caught up in your own head. But that's not the perspective that today's Devo takes. Interested to hear it? Well, I can arrange that. It's called Night and Day by Bethany Acker. The darkness of night is a reminder to be still and quiet. When I am in bed, there is nothing I can do to change my life or situation. When worries come up, I cannot fix on them. That is not the time to consider all that is bothering me or all that I need to do. When night comes, it is time to ask God to take my worries and fears and help me get the rest I need for the next day. I am only human. There is only so much I can do. I can't keep going all day and into the night. I can't fix everything that is broken in my own life. I need God's help. I need strength that comes from Him. In the darkness of night, I ask for peace. When morning comes, I ask God to lead me. I don't always know where to go, but He can help me. I might not always feel like I am doing enough, but when I trust my life and my time to God, I don't have to worry. Night and day, He will sustain me. So let's talk about today's Devo a little bit more together. Because Jesus endured the violence of death on the cross and then rose from the dead, we can have peace and rest. Once we've put our trust in Jesus, we can know that He is always with us, and His peace is always available to us. How could remembering Jesus' peace with us give us comfort when we go to bed, whether we struggle to sleep or not? The Bible says we can rely on God to take care of us while we sleep, even when we're in dangerous situations or we have a lot to get done. Yet, the Bible also talks about times when godly people didn't feel peace at night and struggled to sleep. Thankfully, Jesus promises to be with us all the time, both when we feel peaceful and when we feel anxious. He knows that sometimes it's hard for us to trust Him with all the things in our lives, and He gently reminds us that He is trustworthy. Consider choosing one of today's verses to read every night this week before you go to sleep. Sleep is an important part of our physical and emotional health. Sometimes we need help to give our bodies the sleep we need, and that's okay. If you have difficulty sleeping, who is a trusted adult you can talk to, such as a parent, counselor, or doctor? As you and I can read in Psalm 74, verse 16, "The day is yours, and yours also the night. You established the sun and moon." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalms 3, verse 5, chapter 4, verse 8, as well as chapter 127, verse 2, and Isaiah 26, verses 3 through 9, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Has the Lord been teaching you something new recently? Well, I want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Sword and Song with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.